Welcome back to the show. We're talking dating for Gen Z. And there's a study that came out that said most Singaporean youth are satisfied with life. And turns out 2 in 5 have never been in a relationship. So we heard that here at the show, and Loretta and I were talking, and Danny, our producer, we're going back and forth, and we were sharing anecdotes about younger people in our lives. Although Loretta is a younger person, that have either given up on dating or are frustrated with dating apps. One of my very, very good friends is, you know, in his mid-30s, and he feels that he goes on the same apps and he sees the same people over and over and over. He keeps getting matched with the same people over and over again. And he sort of just said, I'm done with it until I find something new. And we're joined now by Shannon Tebb, boutique matchmaker and dating expert from Shanny in the City. Shannon, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Ben, for having me.
So this number out of Singapore, I don't know if it directly translates to Canada, but 2 in 5 youth never being in a relationship, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that people are kind of entering relationships later in life. I think a lot of adolescents are removing the pressures when it comes to dating, and they're more focused on just fulfilling their their purposes and their interests outside of work, and just really trying to live more of a fulfilling life and remove those pressures from dating.
Listen, that makes sense, but there's fulfillment that comes from finding your emotional counterpoint in someone else.
Yes. Yes. I think people are doing more like group setting things, like, you know, joining running clubs, really putting themselves out there. And I think a lot of people are burnt out from the dating apps. And maybe, like you said, they are seeing the same people and everyone's kind of searching for something better. So I think, like, once you remove that pressure of, oh my God, I really need to find a relationship, and focus on personal development, such as expanding your interests, getting to know your purpose, finding a career that you really love. I think younger people are really focused on building that career first.
Yeah.
And then having families and getting married later.
Is this an extension of what we saw a few years ago, where we saw, and look, I do apologize if anyone who is younger than me is listening. Sometimes it sounds like I'm talking about, you know, a different species in the zoo that I don't understand. But, you know, I remember for a while it was, you know, young people, they didn't want to put a label on their relationships. They didn't have a boyfriend, they didn't have a girlfriend, they were just hanging out. And there's, and is this an extension of that, the sort of the demystification of a relationship to the point that it relationships were nothing burgers?
Well, I think before COVID, there was more of the hookup hangout culture. Mm. But I think now people are more intentional with what they want. They've had time to kind of sit with themselves and think about what partner preferences are important to them. Mm. So they're kind of holding out. They're waiting for that right person. They're not just settling.
Okay.
So definitely we've seen that singles are a lot more pickier.
Okay.
Even in my business as a matchmaker, you know, people are very picky. They know what they want and they're not willing to settle.
Is it translating into sort of a lower adoption rate or less engagement on this myriad of social apps, dating apps, I mean?
Yeah, like I think people are just feeling burnt out. And, you know, eventually you just want to get off the app and try other things. So people are sourcing out matchmakers, they're sourcing out dating coaching, and they're also really thinking about community and joining community groups that are out there where they're going to meet somebody that's aligned with their interests. So whether it's cooking, running groups, trivia night, there's a lot of things that are geared towards singles now that even me as a host, like doing social events, I'm bringing people together. So it's about meeting more in real life and less, you know, being less worried about going on the apps and having to like source through a bunch of people.
Well, and that's what I was saying at the top of this segment with my friend who says he's on all of them and has been for years, but so has everybody else. And unless he changes his inputs, unless he changes what he's looking for, unless they change what they're looking for, he's just going to keep getting introduced to the same people over and over and over again. And it seems to me that that's a bug of the system that they might not have been intended or anticipated.
Yeah, and a lot of people are expanding their locations. They're not just set on meeting Toronto singles. People are traveling. They're meeting people abroad, and maybe they're entering a long-distance relationship, and then they're willing to make that move for love.
Yeah.
So I think people are broadening their horizons and thinking of expanding the pool, I guess you could say.
Shannon, has your job become harder because of this? Is it requiring more creativity on your part?
Yes, I think before COVID, people were more like, "Yes, I'll go meet this person," and now people are just more selective with their time. They're making friends and family and their own, you know, joys and hobbies and interests. They're putting that a priority, and then they're only wanting to meet somebody that's really aligned with what they're looking. So yes, people are picky.
Well, people are picky, and that's good. I mean, you should hold that's out for what thing. You think yeah. you're worth. But there's also the argument that, like, you know, the time waits for no person, and if you want the idea of wanting it all when you mm-hmm. want it, sometimes proves elusive. You know, there's an optimal time to have kids. There's an optimal time to do a lot of things. And mm-hmm. Could we be running against? Could this generation be too picky for their own good?
I think so. I think you need to get in front of somebody just to be sure, right?
Yeah.
You need to give that person a chance. You have to get face to face. You can't just cancel people out too early.
Yeah.
You have to give them that opportunity to, you know, get to know you and really connect with you.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. And if all you're going up against is what your determination of what your ideal mate is, until you meet somebody, you're not going to realize that your ultimate mate might be completely different than what the boxes that you want to check say they are.
Correct. Yeah. So I always say, like, make your must-have list of your top five must-have. Some people come to me with this massive list of everything they're looking for. It's like there's unicorns falling from the sky, and that's not reality, right? So you have to think about what are your five must-haves and what are you willing to also be flexible on and be open to. Maybe it's dating someone a little shorter. Maybe it's dating someone from a different ethnicity that you've never dated before. So Toronto is very multicultural. So we have to expand our search and our partner preferences so that we can, you know, meet the right person.
Have you had to, in your work, as you're meeting with prospective new mm-hmm. clients, do you tell them these anecdotal stories of clients who came in with a preset notion of what they wanted and then they, by expanding mm-hmm. what they might want, they realize what they actually did want?
Exactly. I always say you never know who you're going to fall in love with until you meet that person, right? And sometimes if you line up all of your exes, they're all different in different ways, but there's something that you loved about them and you've connected with.
Yeah. Or so the flip side is true too. Take a look at your exes. Maybe they have something in common and there's a reason they're all your exes.
Exactly. An ex is an ex for a reason. So let that go.
Yeah. Let that go. Maybe men whose necks are wider than their head. Maybe that doesn't work out for you. Maybe you go for the bookish guy.
Yeah, or maybe you're willing to not date somebody who already has children, but as you're moving into your late 30s, early 40s, you're like, okay, Shani, I'm actually open to dating someone who already has a child because, you know, maybe I want that family dynamic because I'm not having kids myself. So people are starting. So I do, you know, suggest to be a bit more open.
Shannon Tebb, thank you so much. And I wish you the very best of luck as you navigate this with a generation that just needs to figure it out. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. My pleasure.